Good morning. It's 8th of July. Our New Testament reading today is Matthew chapter 9, where we read about the calling of Matthew. I'm going to read to you from a new book by Brother Andrew Walker. The title is The Messiah and His Ministry. I read, Jesus left the synagogue and made his way down to the seaside, followed by the multitude, including the scribes and Pharisees. On the way, he passed one of the main trade routes that came via Capernaum. It was a customs post for trade between the tetrarchies of Philip and Herod Antipas. Here, publicans, customs officers, assessed traded goods and then demanded the tax payable. They were universally detested in Israel and were almost all corrupt and disruptive. The Lord had shown forgiveness to a paralysed sinner, and now he called a publican to follow him. It was from this time that a further new charge was laid on him by the Pharisees, that he consorted with publicans and sinners. There is a play on words in the names used of this new disciple. Matthew calls him Matthew, which means gift of God. He is only interested in his new name and what it meant to him. Mark and Luke call him Levi, joined, the name he had been known by, no doubt used disparagingly by those who condemned a Jew who joined the ranks of Rome's tax collectors. But it is imbued with a new meaning. He was a man who left everything to be joined to the Lord and to rejoice in his new life, a free gift to him by the Almighty through his Son. His rejoicing was shown in the feast held in his house, the first of 8 meals in Luke's Gospel, all of which are accompanied by the Lord's teaching. The Lord had healed a sinner and was sitting in the seat of honour in a publican's house. No wonder other publicans and sinners were emboldened to come before him. How ironical that Jesus should be criticised by the Pharisees. They would see him contaminated by these people, yet they, themselves, would invite him to dine 3 times in his ministry. We need to consult all 3 gospel records to see the Lord's reply in full. But Matthew's comment in chapter 9, verses 11 to 13, is particularly pointed. Matthew records that Jesus said, "Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." What did they make of Jesus' words? They were the custodians of the law, knowing it and rabbinical teaching from beginning to end. And yet the Lord said to them, "Go and learn what this means." His quotation is from Hosea chapter 6, verses 1 through to 7. Of course, the Pharisees knew this passage, but Jesus told them to learn what it means, for in it is a message of the promise of salvation, but also of judgment for those who reject it. The Pharisees were likened by Jesus to Israel of old. God wanted from them mercy, chesed, covenant love. In understanding how the Lord had extended this to them, his people should have extended it to others. But they did not, and in their behaviour broke the covenant made at Sinai and were unfaithful to him. Their problem was that they did not understand the Almighty. They had no real knowledge of him. "Let us know, let us pursue knowledge of him," pleaded the prophet, yet they would not. A previous prophet, Micah, had made a similar plea in chapter 6, verse 8. How could this problem be overcome? What would cause men really to know God, so that they would turn to him, that he might heal them? Hosea gives the answer. This new promise of salvation depended on a 3-day period yet to come, after which men and women could be raised up, that they might live before God. And this makes us think of the resurrection of Messiah, and the hope of eternal life in the age to come. Thank you for listening.